WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Oh, what a night of action on Monday Night Raw. This is a Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. It happened, y'all. It happened.
This is where I wish we could open with his music, because we should be able to.
But we can't, because it's a Wale song, so even more weak on it.
Yeah.
But it is a new day. As we have a brand new WWE champion, Big E. Rumors this morning came out that, you know, Big E was going to be on the show, and then he went to Twitter like, yep, it's going to start out there. I'm coming to Raw, and I'm cashing in. And guess what? He came to Raw, and he cashed in, and he became WWE champion.
I want this because when this happened, a large majority the internet was fine with it. Everybody was like, okay, all right, that's cool. He's calling you a shot. Excuse me. Sorry. It's been a very long day for me. But there was a portion of the internet who were bitching and shitting all over this. Like, oh my God, they're desperate to get views. They're doing this. They're doing that. No, they're doing something interesting. You're having E call a shot. That makes people want to tune in. It's not going to be a surprise cash-in because he's not that kind of person. That's not the character. He walked out there tonight on Monday Night Raw and he looked Bobby Lashley and Randy Orton in the face and is like, I don't care which one of you wins. I'm cashing in on the winner. End of discussion. He manned up, he owned it, and he did it. And I really liked how they set this up because it made you get excited for something on Raw. It's like, week to week, normally it's like, okay, we know what's kind of coming. It's going to be a continuation of storylines. Well, tonight it was like Randy Orton versus Bobby Lashley. Okay, yeah, that's cool, right? That'll be a good match. But it's not like, oh my God, I have to see it kind of thing for some people. By having Big E or announcing that Big E is going to be on Raw and he's going to cash in the Money in the Bank, instead of it being this like uncertainty of when he's going to do it and the speculation of when he's going to do it, he's like, no, I'm calling the shot. They made the Money in the Bank important. They made it valuable. It's not just a cheap cash-in tool. It is my guaranteed opportunity at the champion. And I'm going to do it right. I'm not going to sneak in. I'm not going to take it, although he did take a little bit of advantage, but I'm not going to take advantage of a situation. I'm going to do it right. I'm going to win it right.
So I want to address something now. What sinking ship is WWE a part of right now? Please, I would like that elaborated, LaMance. Stopping a sinking ship? Huh? Oh, because AEW won a demo rating on a different night? A different night.
It's not sinking.
Like, internet bullshit out there is, oh, WWE's in trouble, WWE's hot-shotting. No, they're hot-shotting because they're against Monday Night Football.
I mean, I would agree in most instances Raw does have its moments where it's not good.
Raw's been better.
It's been decent lately. Like, it hasn't been terrible. But I mean, just in terms of this, they gave you something to get excited about on Raw. It got the internet buzzing. It got everybody buzzing. It made you want to watch the show because you wanted to see what happened with E, right? And the whole night, what was really cool is it had a big fight feel. It had a big match feel. they made this feel incredibly important because you had the opening segment with E and Randy and Matt and MVP and Bobby all in the ring together, and they're all talking shit, and Randy and Bobby are exchanging barbs. Matt is trying to defend his friend. MVP is just yelling at everybody. And in the middle, in the direct middle of all of this, is Big E with his briefcase going, that title is mine.
And they made it important throughout the night where they had Big E in multiple segments going, I'm here. This is what I'm doing. He got there with his boys. He taunted Randy. He taunted Bobby. And everything worked. Like, this was a well-done 3-hour show in terms of start to finish. This is the story we're telling. This is the night Big E becomes WWE champion.
And I really liked that. I know some people didn't. And if you're trying to poo-poo them doing this, please don't. Because this is a monumentous occasion for E. This is a big deal. No pun intended. This is huge for him. It's his first title win. This is somebody who was in, no offense, probably one of the most successful trios they've ever had. But for a long time, that's all he was. And they broke him out into singles. They've had him kind of sort of just in a little bit of a holding pattern in singles. People weren't sure really what they were going to do with him because it's like COVID hit. And that just kind of messed everything up for him a little bit. And they put the money in the bank on him. They pulled that trigger. And it's like, okay, all right. Now, are they going to pull the other one where they go ahead and put a title on him? And when they made Roman this unstoppable champion, it's like, well, that only really gives him Bobby, or that gives him whoever the NXT champion is, because at this point it's vacated. Which I have a theory that we could talk about that on Thursday, but just have to remind me of it. But like, it really left Bobby. So, and Bobby was kind of this unstoppable champion. And I think a lot of people were really interested in a feud between Bobby Lashley and Big E, because it has the potential to be really, really, really good just based on the two men. Cause E's really a perfect balance for Bobby Lashley. He's a big personality. He can talk. He can get your attention. He can hold your attention, and that's a nice balance to Bobby Lashley, who's a little bit more subdued, a little bit more quiet, and that's why he has MVP. So it's a good little trio that you have there. So I like that they did this. I really, really like how they did all this, that they made it feel important. They made it feel special. And if you're shitting all over it, don't. Okay, just don't. Don't be a dick. Just let it go.
Yeah.
Just let him have this. All right? Like, we don't, as a community, can we just be happy for somebody who's been a part of WWE system for the last, what, 10 years? Something like that? At least since, actually longer than that, what, like 12 years?
Something like that.
They didn't rush and bring back the Demon. They brought back the Demon because
he lost.
Because Finn lost. So Finn's next, like, one-up would be the Demon. This is the first time the Demon's been seen since Finn Balor really kind of came back and went back down to NXT and then came back up again. Like, we haven't, what did they say? Like, what, 18 months? 16 months? Something like that?
Something like that. They're not rushing to do something is your career. They're not rushing because you don't know where their thought process is if this was the plan from the beginning. Because it probably was. We don't know it, but it could have been. Like, now you're like Casey's saying in the chat, yeah, it's now more possible because the Demon rarely loses that the title is, you know, now finally in jeopardy.
Yeah, it's like the thing with teasing with Roman and E is it will be a great feud when it happens. The problem is right now they are booking Roman so ridiculously strong against anybody that he comes up against, that the probability of E walking away with the title is not good. It's really not. It's really, really slim. So then you would add him to that category of failed Money in the Bank winners, right? It's a small list, but it exists.
And here's the thing. Okay, so the Demon loses, and we're going to get back on track to Raw here in a second. If the Demon loses, right, now you've added it to the list of people that Roman Reigns has defeat
it. Basically, you're making it somewhat doubtful that if Roman and Brock go, which they almost certainly will, that Brock can beat Roman. Because here's the thing, anytime Brock shows up, we know what's going to happen, right? Eat, sleep, conquer, repeat. He's going to show up, he's going to F5 people, he's going to German suplex people, he's going to take their title, and he's going to leave, right? Well, now, if Roman beats the best and the most powerful in the company, which in terms of characters, the Demon really is one of the most powerful characters that they've built. and Roman, like, basically destroys the demon or beats the demon, that establishes Roman firmly on the top. And here comes Brock, and it's like, well, I just beat this dude, and he has a long list that he's beaten before Finn. That he can be like, hello, like, let's not forget, Roman won the title a year ago at SummerSlam, where he defeated, in quotations, even though he won it like a bitch, he defeated Braun Strowman and The Fiend in the same match. He beat both of them, even though they beat the shit out of each other for 10 minutes prior and kind of destroyed each other. Roman still pinned The Fiend. He still has a win over The Fiend and over Braun Strowman. And the wins over The Fiend are short indeed. And then you follow the list down of everybody that Roman has beaten since. It puts a little doubt on if Brock can get the job done, because what happens if Roman beats Brock, right? Mm-hmm. That now establishes the question of who can beat Roman. And we don't know the answer to that question. So then you go back and you look at Big E, who's sitting there with his Money in the Bank contract, and it's not impossible to believe that E couldn't beat Roman. But if you have all of that going against him, it's kind of like, well, is he though? Like, it puts too much doubt there.
So I need to throw this out. When Samoa Joe beat the demon, did that crap on him? No. People still fear the demon, right? And that was for the NXT Championship.
As I recall, that was a really good match because they just beat the shit out of each other.
They did. So one loss doesn't hurt someone. We're all basking in the demon. He's lost before. It's not often. That's the thing.
Yeah, and Britt brings up another really good point that now whenever Goldberg decides to rear his head again, which will be Crown Jewel, mm-hmm. you can do Lashley versus Goldberg, and the title is not involved.
Because
it's just strictly personal.
Because Goldberg said he didn't want the title now. He wants his ass.
So you take the title out of that equation between Goldberg and Lashley. You let E carry the torch, and that opens up a whole new gamut of opponents. Because here's the problem with Bobby Lashley, right? Like, Bobby Lashley has been champion for quite a while now. Is it a year?
It's been since March 2nd.
Okay.
Or somewhere around there.
Somewhere around there.
It was right after Chamber.
Yeah,
It was after Miz cashed in. And then he went on Raw beginning of March.
That's right. So Lashley's had the title for quite some time. He's had the title, what? So March, it's 6 months. So he's kind of run through everybody he can run through on Raw. You have a draft coming up. He could move if he needed to move. But this will now refresh the top of the division. This will open up new opponents for E. This will open up new matches on Raw, stuff that we've never seen before. So this is good all the way around. It's good to have the movement at the top. And at some point, they'll have to do the same thing on SmackDown. Like, at some point, Roman will have to lose the title because he's had the title for over a year. We'll see how long he has it for. But at some point, he will have to lose that title just because reasons, right? You just can't have an eternal champion. Somebody will get the better of him and somebody will beat him. But the question is who?
And that's a question for another day.
Yeah, we can talk about that later.
Other things that happen besides Big E winning on Monday Night Raw include Charlotte Flair beating Shayna Baszler in a pretty good matchup, which kind of saw the end of Shayna and Nia as they're going to battle next week on Raw.
It started with nothing. It ended with nothing. It kind of just went, aw. I mean, the partnership was what it was. I don't think I was ever particularly fond of it because they just kind of got it to a point. And then they were like, yeah, okay, this works. And then they never did anything but in between. And then they did the Reggie stuff. And then they teased the breakup for months now. And they finally pulled the trigger on the breakup. I will say, it looks like Nia has lost quite a bit of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Go her. Like, she looked really, really, really good tonight. Not to say that she doesn't always look good, but she was rocking it tonight. She's definitely been working out and getting herself in shape a little bit just to, you know, I think improve in the ring.
So after the match, Alexa came out and had a gift. And they went back and forth. I was like, you know, do you want the gift? Huh? Gift? Yeah? No? Yes? No? Crowd was eating it up. It was fantastic. And she's like, yeah, I do like gifts. So she opens the gift up. Inside is a doll named Charlie. That looks exactly like Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte Flair voodoo doll.
Yeah. Bliss said she wanted to give Flair something to play with once she takes the title from her Extreme Rules. Charlotte's like, you're crazy if you think you're going to take the title. She said she would have Mattel send Bliss an action figure once she gets locked up inside her padded cell. And then there was a line about what was it, conceded something other? Forget the exact phrasing, but it was a nice line that Alexa threw.
It's like conceited bitch or stuck up bitch or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Narcissistic. That was the word.
Narcissistic. Thank you.
Yeah. Had to think of it. It took me a minute. So I liked it. The crowd really hot for Alexa and Charlotte was laid out with the code red by Alexa to end the segment. It was really good.
I like how they're building this. This is another really good story. The crowd's super into it. They've kind of gotten the nice balance of Alexa with the supernatural stuff. She's more reality-based, but you know what she's capable of, and that's more the threat. And that's what worked for Bray. That's what worked for Taker. That's what worked for Kane, is the fact that she can do it. It doesn't necessarily mean that she has to do it. But there's still supernatural little effects. And we're going to see more stuff with the doll, because I have a funny feeling Charlie's going to follow Charlotte.
Because she was thrown in the trash later in the show. Drew McIntyre and the Viking Raiders got wins over Jinder Mahal, Veer, and Shanky in a quick little match.
I like how Drew had to make it a point to take off his kilt in front of everybody just to show that it could be removable, because apparently he had a wardrobe malfunction over the weekend and it got stuck. So he wanted to make sure, and I guess everybody heard about it, so he like took it off with like this huge flourish, like, see, it comes off. I mean, if he wanted to wear the kilt, I think it would be very welcome.
Damian Priest beat Jeff Hardy in a US title match.
I like Damian's little graphic, it's cute. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this was a good match. This was entertaining. I think Damian was really jazzed up for it.
Sheamus then attacked Damian and then also Jeff.
Because, you know, that's what Sheamus do.
Nikki Ash and Rhea were backstage. They then had a conversation with Natty and Tamina, which led to a couple single matches between Nikki and Tamina, and then Rhea and Natalya. The champs lose both matches.
There were some words had backstage. Nikki Ash was fired up. And I love that you had on one side, like, Rhea's like half-heartedly holding Nikki back, right? Like, she's kind of like, okay, all right, I'm going to, like, hold you. There we go. I'm just going to, like, have my arm up, basically. And then on the other side, you have a ref, the partner, holding her back, holding their opponents back. And then in between is Sonya Deville. And she's like, can you not? Can you just not? Okay?
Yeah.
Just stop it right now. Go fight out there. Because then they went to go for each other one final time, and she's like, I swear to God, I'm going to hurt somebody. Just go.
Yeah.
Like, Sonya was done. She was so done with her crap. It was wonderful.
Kofi, Xavier, Mustafa, and Mansoor took on AJ, Omos, Mace, and T-Bar in an 8-man tag, which saw the bad guys pick up the win. Oh, God. Rodgers is on Monday Night Football next week. Will he show up for that game? We'll find out.
I want to say something about that after we're done talking wrestling.
Okay. Eva Marie lost to Doudrop. They had a little bit of a match, so there you go. And then, once again, your new WWE champion is Big E. He came after Bobby Lashley successfully retained his title against Randy Orton, which they had a really good match. The first time they fought in 14 years. They had their match before Extreme Rules, and they had it tonight, which Bobby Lashley was able to retain. He came out of it weakened and injured a little bit, which is when Big E came in, who said from the beginning he was cashing in, so he's not taking advantage. This is what he said. They cut to a random break with 6 minutes to go on the show, and then they came back and delivered the moment everyone had been waiting for, which is Big E, once again, is your new WWE champion.
I mean, I can't say much enough how much I absolutely love this. Like, this is the perfect way to end this Raw. They did the build perfectly throughout the day. I know some people don't like it. I know some people are disappointed with this. I know some people are upset. But I would ask that you all chill and let E have his moment as he deserves and as he's earned. Because God has he earned this. This is so deserved and really kind of a long time coming. And I'm really, really happy that they did finally pull the trigger on him. That he's not one of those that they waited and they waited and they waited and they waited and they missed the moment.
They gave it to you.
They finally gave it to us. And I'm so happy for him.
It's like they've been teasing it on SmackDown, and he's been taunting Paul Heyman more than anyone. And then he on SmackDown, he mentioned he was coming to Raw, and then he came to Raw, and He delivered his moment, and that's awesome. New Day came out, celebrated with their boy. It was a happy time with everyone involved.
And I like how they established that the Money in the Bank is really brand agnostic. It doesn't matter which brand it's on. It's not a guarantee that the person on SmackDown is going to cash in on the SmackDown champion. The person on SmackDown can decide they want to go to Raw, and they can cash in on the Raw champion, and vice versa. So they've set a really nice precedent where you can sort of bleed the rosters a little bit, because that's kind of what they're doing. They're bleeding the rosters back together slowly but surely, where people can go back and forth as they need to, versus having hard set rosters where after a while it gets stagnant. Now the draft is coming, they will refresh the rosters, we're going to see some balancing happen, but ultimately I like where they're going in terms of a roster direction where you can move people back and forth as you need to.
So there you go, that's Monday Night Raw.
So Aaron Rodgers. I want to say something about this because I watched yesterday's Packers game and I'm just a little disappointed in Football Husband. I understand that you're in a contract that they won't let you out of and you really want to get traded and you're just sick of Green Bay and everything like that, but do you have to act like a bitch on your way out?
Oh, that was final words.
I'm sorry. You know what? It's like he threatened to quit. He threatened to retire to get out of his contract. He's basically pulled a fucking Favre. And then he's like, okay, all right, I'll come back for one more season. And then at the end of the season, I get to go. And that's what they worked out. So what does he do on Sunday? He just sits there like an asshole on the bench and he plays like shit and he does nothing to help the team. Like literally, they got whooped by the Saints, who I'm not saying the Saints are a bad team, but they have a second string quarterback. By all accounts, Green Bay probably should have won that game, and they did not. So you know what? I just find that horribly disappointing. Like, I get it. You don't want to be there. You want it out of your contract. You know what? You could have gotten out of your contract. You could have retired. You probably should have with the way that you've acted. Like, his behavior is just very disappointing to me. It is not becoming at all. And I know, like, football players are football players and wrestlers are wrestlers and they're all human too and they all have their quirks and they all have their reasons. But, like, you could have been a little bit more classy about this. Like, you didn't have to make it public. You didn't have to basically like trash your GM and your team. And you especially didn't have to sit there on the bench as you're down, what, 30 something points with a smug grin on your face and just refuse to play. Like, you're being paid to do your job. Do your fucking job. Sorry. It's just disappointing. He is acting like a petulant child. He really, really is. Like, back in the preseason, he acted like a petulant child because he wants out of his contract. He doesn't want to be in Green Bay anymore. And he's trying to get traded. That's the speculation. That's why he played like he played. And I really kind of hope that the locker room took him back to the back and they slapped him around a little bit. Because here's the thing. It's not just about him. He's not the one that's being impacted. It's the entire team, right? Like, you have people who this could be their last season with the team and he's fucking them over. There are people who there is their first season with the team and he's fucking them over, right? Because he just doesn't want to play. It's just not becoming. Coaches could be fired, although I doubt it because he's trying not to get the coaches fired. I think he's trying to get himself fired, honestly, but other people will be impacted because of his behavior. They're going to get blamed because they're not going to blame the superstar quarterback for, you know, sitting on the bench and basically knowingly, willingly screwing his team over. They're not going to do that. Like, I hope somebody knocked some sense into him. I hope somebody took him aside and said, look, you're here until you're not. And until you're not here, we expect you to play and play well. Because you're not just fucking yourself. You're fucking the entire team on top of it. And that's not going to win you any favors with anybody, especially like with other football teams that sit here and watch this and go, well, why should we bring him in? Yeah, he's a good quarterback. Yeah, he's still got a decent arm left, but he's also almost, what, 40?
Something like that.
You know, who's, based on this behavior, if he decides he wants out, who's going to want to take him? Who's going to want to deal with him? I think the answer is potentially nobody unless he wants to go somewhere like, what, Carolina?
Who wants to go to Carolina?
I mean, they have a 3D Panther now.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
The Panther is honestly the best thing about the team.
Oh.
It was pretty cool, and I think it was done on Unreal Engine, too. I saw a tweet about it, I think, today that... Well, I mean, here's the thing, Ash. If he pisses off enough of the shareholders of the team, they will fire him. That's the thing. Like, he has a guaranteed out at the end of the season, but he wants to get traded before the end of the season. Like, he's trying to actively get out of Green Bay by playing poorly or not at all. Like, he's essentially doing his contractual obligation, which is he is required to show up, put on his uniform, and throw the ball. Does he have to hit the receiver? Not necessarily. The Texans need a quarterback, but the Texans could find somebody else. Like, I'm sure there's been inquiries for him, but honestly, if I'm an owner, it's like, well, is he worth the headache? Because he's going to want a shit ton of money on top of it all. Like, anywhere he goes, he's going to be expected to be paid, like he was paid in Green Bay. He's not going to do it for cheap. I don't know. I was really, really disappointed in him over the weekend. Like, really supremely disappointed. Do better, Aaron. Do better. Because you can do better. Because, like, here's the thing. Like, how could that impact State Farm and all his other sponsorships if sponsors see him acting like this and they're like, I don't know if I want to be a part of that. Like, he needs to be careful. Because Brett Favre acted like this and it hurt Brett Favre quite a bit. Like, nobody kind of wanted to deal with him for a while. Also, side note, I don't know who Rob Gronkowski's agent is, but Jesus. Like, that dude or that person knows how to get him sponsorships. Because first he's in, like, what, a Verizon ad? And now he's doing USAA commercials? Like, a whole slew of them? So, go him. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm just letting you go.
Well, you're not interacting, so it's like...
I was watching the football game where... the Ravens hit a field goal with 41 seconds to go, and then Derek Carr moved them down the field with 2 seconds to go. They hit a 55-yard kick to tie the game. Now they're going to overtime.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All that whole big spiel, that's what happened.
Oh, speaking of wins, like Tom Brady. Tom Brady led Dallas down the primrose path, man. Like, that was amazing, but that was also rude as shit.
And then the Eagles beat the Falcons. Quite handily.
I mean, was there any doubt that they would? Like, our marketing is better than our football team.
But I say we're done now.
I think we're done.
So Lindsay's been busy. She has streamed for 2 days in a row, and that content is available at twitch.tv/lindsward or on YouTube, youtube.com/rackradioshow. She has the Fortnite event and the Battle Pass reaction, both available at youtube.com/rackradioshow. Lindsay will be again live for the Rack Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. We'll have news, notes, NXT, a discussion, all your favorites. It's the Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, wherever you get your podcasts. Saturday night, midnight edition, another edition of Steve Radio, SuperLab.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Sunday nights, it's Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Rack Extra Reviews NBA 2K22 is coming soon, probably later in the week. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. If Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming, and you can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. And if you get ads, best way to not have ads is to subscribe to the channel. It just click that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code ROCKINSOCK or Linz and Ward in the Fortnite item shop. Why?
Because we are hashtag epic partners.
Buy your battle passes with those codes. Do it. It's a thing.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LANSWRD.
So this has been the Raw Post Show live right here on Raw Talk Radio. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack. Right back here for the Raw Post Show every single Monday night long. The airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live right here at twitch.tv/WTLive.
www.wwe.com.